Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a new afternoon show on 94 WIP. Ike Reese there. I'm Spike Eskin along with Jack Fritz. We are at Chickie's for one more hour. Next week is draft week. Enjoy all the pro football draft coverage at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickie's and Pete's. Online at chickiesandpeets.com. You have 1 hour left to declare yourself. Actually, since leading off,
minutes left, yeah, yes.
Leading off at 5:36, you have 36 minutes left to declare yourself in on the Sixers this year, or you cannot celebrate with the rest of us. 215-592-9494. But before then, we do have what we do every single day at 5 o'clock. That is the top five at five.
So obviously the top five and five was in other hands while I was hosting the show.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was bad.
They tried.
And what I have for you today is the top five worst top fives.
Oh.
While I was gone from the top five.
Okay.
Who do you think was the author of most of these?
No.
Oh, you mean
while I was
author,
gone?
This is a Fran list.
Oh yeah, it's a Fran list.
Yeah.
Number five was a Fran. Most attractive WIP hosts.
Wow.
Where he had Ricky Ricardo in his number three. And we can be honest about Ricky. Nah. I mean, are we like, what are we talking about?
Who did he have number one?
I think he had Howard number one.
He did not have Howard.
Yeah, he did.
He did? Eskin?
He had Howard. I think Howard's number one. Hugh was number two. Ricky Ricardo was number three.
Yep.
It was a wild list, man.
Did he have Richie on there?
I think
I don't know if I made the list.
I don't think you made the list.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't think you made the list.
I remember him doing this list. Yeah.
Can I be honest with you? I didn't hear it live. And I'm sure he butchered the delivery. I do think the list is kind of funny.
It's funny.
Oh, sure it is.
It's just horrible.
You know it wasn't funny when he delivered it.
No, yes. No, you're right. You're right.
But Ricky Ricardo?
Jack is still hung up on Ricky.
Are you serious? Number four, worst top fives while I was gone. Another Fran one. Top five baseball movie scenes.
Oh,
and
I remember this.
He hadn't seen?
Yes.
Like
all of them.
Three of them?
Yeah.
How can you deliver a top five when you haven't seen any of them?
I think the hallmark of the Fran top five at fives is most of them were full of things he didn't know about.
Right.
Like that he just Googled or
yeah.
something.
That morning.
He did it 30 minutes. No, that morning. How about 30 minutes before he was supposed to go on with it?
Yeah. He was something. Dude.
I blame that on Rod.
Always Rod's fault.
Yeah, because he didn't. Then Rod had to start making sure that Fran got the list together so that Rod could approve the list before it went on the air.
Look, I'm not blaming Rod for anything. I have respect for our boss.
Here you go.
Which is the way that it should work.
Well, you haven't worked with Jack and I just yet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we do a lot of blaming for Rod. Yeah.
And it's never our fault. The third worst top five while I was gone, also a Fran one. Ike, do you remember when he did the times he hated sports when he was an athlete? And it all involved him quitting by the time he was like 13. And then his one was about when he was 20 and he stopped playing like rec basketball. Like he's just talking about how it was random. Like no one, first off, I love, no one knows who you are. And you're talking about your 13
your
year old.
Yeah, your Pop Warner career. Yeah, Little League career.
is awful.
The hell are you talking about?
Yeah. No one really talks about
it. He doesn't even look like an athlete.
No, there's no athletic bone in his body. You kidding me? The second worst top five while I was gone, another Fran one. Do you remember the one they did in Clearwater about the Eagles that shouldn't have played for another team?
Oh, this was an awful
all-time worst. Yeah. I mean, it was like Don McNabb. No bleep. He shouldn't have played. Like
Brian Dawkins.
No bleep. Oh, really? No way. He shouldn't have played for another team. Who's not going to make the list?
Me. Hold on. First of all, he didn't put me on that list, either.
Every great Eagle should have never played anywhere else, Fran. We know. Where's the intrigue? Where's the payoff?
Did he not have Reggie White on the list or something?
I think so.
He might have had Reggie on
the
list.
No, I don't think he did.
Oh, he did?
I don't think he did.
Yeah.
He had Trotter. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was so bad. It was one of those ones, like usually we play along.
Couldn't wait for that one to be over with, yeah.
Couldn't wait for it to be over.
Not unlike this number one. Which I know what it was.
The number one.
I think I know where this is.
The number one worst top five while I was gone. Also by Fran. Most influential black athletes of his lifetime. And he did not have Ike in it.
Hold on, what is it again?
The most influential black athletes of his lifetime in honor of Black History Month starting on March 1st.
That was the best part.
And he goes, at number five, Brian Dawkins, obviously. It's like, first of all, why wasn't he higher, Fran?
Yeah.
Right. Why is he five? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He went through the list. I think AI made the list. I think Donovan made the list.
And again, it was like, amazing.
T.O. made the list. All the guys did, yeah.
It's like, amazing list. Like, no intrigue. Just saying five black athletes.
And yeah, well, once again, he didn't put me on the list of the top five black athletes of his lifetime.
Yep. Influential.
Influential
black athletes.
Hold on, I've only been on the air for nearly 20 years now.
I know.
What an odd bird he is.
He's a very odd bird.
Yeah.
It's a very strange odd guy. Bird.
I didn't think anybody could surpass Moshe's
favorite zoo animals.
Was that
it was like five different monkeys at the zoo or something.
Dude, could you imagine Moshe delivering a top five?
No.
By the way, animals that he clearly had never seen either.
Yep.
Because he's naming different orangutans and everything. And I'm like, Moshe, did you just look up the top five monkeys at the Philadelphia Zoo or something? Like, what the hell are you doing?
I have some extras that just missed. Remember Fran did the softest things in sports?
Yep.
And three of them were about tennis? And no, Ike and I don't watch any tennis, so we had nothing to comment on.
Yeah, well, why would you bring up tennis?
Yeah, he did events that should have came to Philly in honor of WrestleMania. And number four was like Spanish tower building with humans that he's never even seen or knows anything about. He did Cinderella stories at WIP.
Oh, I remember that.
And the first one was Jolly arguing with Buzz.
Yeah, I remember that. What's that a Cinderella story for?
There was no Cinderella stories. The Cinderella story was him continuing to do the top five.
Yeah, I think it was on for that one.
Yeah, and then he did the top five Phillies free agents and had Papelbon ahead of Tomei. And that set everyone into a frenzy.
Yeah, you know, whatever his skill set is, that is not part of it, the top five.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Fran.
Well, his mom was also a critic.
Dude, his mom hated every top five he did.
Rightly so. Get her on the show. Have her fill in.
We used to always say, thank you, Mrs. Rojas. She was keeping him in check, too.
Dude, next time Jack is off, we have Fran's mom fill in.
What'd you say?
Next time Jack is off.
Right.
Don't you dare.
Almost had a tough situation.
You get caught all the time.
It just caught my ear.
By the way, the current president of the Flyers loved that joke when I was on the morning show.
Which joke?
He's like, is Jack on today?
The Twitter poll today, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, do you expect the Sixers to win this series? 71% yes, 29% no. Let's go to Tom. You're on WIP.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up?
Tom from Vancouver, so everybody knows who he is.
Tom from Vancouver.
That's right. Yeah, thanks, Ike. Well, I appreciate that. You think it was the morning show for a moment.
Yeah, you're just Tom. Yeah. The morning show, Kenny from the
Dirty 30. All the names away from everybody.
Like Kenny from the Dirty 30 has been Kenny from the Dirty 30 for 40 years.
Will always be Kenny
from
the Dirty
30. And he was Kenny on the morning show. You know, Kenny from Villanova.
At least it's not Kenneth.
Yeah. What are we doing?
What's up, Tom?
I'm totally in on this Sixers team. I recognize that obviously there's the caveat that Embiid key. I'm actually suffering from a torn meniscus, so I understand that. I can relate to it. But the thing is, man, this team isn't looking in better shape than it has before. And the biggest thing for me is that it's actually starting to be a likable team. There's no more Simmons. There's no more Harden. And there's no more Doc. And they've got a coach that actually has a shot. He actually knows how to scheme things up. And I think it's going to be really important to have a coach like that when we're dealing with a team that has the grit that they're going to be facing over in the next series. They have to be able to Nurse is going to have to be able to scheme up Brunson, for example.
Well, Tom, you touched on it, and I think, and I say this with love, because I love Embiid. He's a great player, and I want him to succeed here. But what you basically said is the excuses that he had before, some valid, some not so valid, but they're gone. He has a team that is 100% built around him. The team is built for him, and he does have an appropriate number two. Now, it's a little, do I wish it was 26-year-old Maxi at this time rather than 23-year-old Maxi? Yeah, probably. But he has shown that he is good enough to be that. And the faith that I have is that Embiid knows this too. That Embiid knows that.
You can feel confident that.
The excuses are over.
Yeah.
He has to do it. I just hope that the urgency and the importance of what this is. He is in his prime right now. He's 30 years old. Mm-hmm. Who knows how long he plays. But he's probably got three more years of prime left,
prime,
and that's
indeed.
It. You can't waste it. And that was the point I was making to you about him playing during the playoffs no matter what, because I just worry about how many years we're going to have a crack at this.
Yeah.
And that's why I expect, now I've been proven wrong before on this, but I expect him to show up like we need him to show up, because he knows the urgency,
yeah.
And the excuses are gone. Tom, what's your – What do you got that's overrated for our morning show side question today?
Okay, well, I had a serious one that was good, but I actually think that there's a more appropriate one, and I think it's the Bill of Spike revolutionizing radio.
Overrated.
Who's rating it highly?
I think not proper besides us.
I did big time on it. Come on, man.
You've
been full on behind it.
I still am.
But I'll tell you something. I've noticed that there's some hypocrisy behind it, that there are some callers who come up and they get to the point straight away. I'd say that's most callers.
Yeah.
Then you get other callers who come up and they circumvent the bill, and they do not get cut off. And then we've got the other
thing. It's kind of like you.
Maybe
right
the
now.
Bill. No, I started off right on the point.
Yeah.
So if we talk about Justin from Tennessee, for example, what are we going to do? He's going to call up, and then we're not going to want to, we want to hear about how he's doing on the porch with his drinks and stuff like that. So I think there needs to be a little bit of flex here.
Well, Tom.
It's like implementing a new system.
Yeah. Look, it's going to take time to get everybody on board. Mm-hmm. I think that people complaining about it, if I'm being honest, and I say this with love.
Always.
Are being weirdo babies. I'm just, and I say, again, I say it with love.
Yeah.
When you look at the rules, all of them are completely reasonable. Most of them have existed at WIP for a long time. Here's what I would tell you, Tom, from Vancouver, and everybody else about complaining about the rules. Mm-hmm. I want you to read the rule and then read the say what the opposite is and ask you if that makes sense. So rule number one, get right to the point. So you're saying people shouldn't get to the point? See, it doesn't make any sense. I say no speakerphones. You're saying people should be on speakerphone? I'm saying don't ask us how we are. We're great. I'm just saving time.
Yeah.
I'm saving time.
But what about politeness?
Because that's where people sort of look at it like, well, it's
they want to be friendly
it's
with
their
those.
Way of wanting to be.
And you seem like a little cold and callous.
No, yeah. I'm not cold. I'm a good person. I think my point is greet us. Hi.
If you call yourself a good person, does that, I mean...
Does that really?
I mean, help dogs.
Yeah. Call a spade a spade.
Helps dogs.
And cats.
Yes. That makes you an animal person.
Yeah.
Hired you.
Ah. Well, that's a smart decision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I'm curious about this call. Earlier, we had Elliot Shore Parks, a candidate for Eagles Insider of the Year, on.
Did he lose that today?
No. I don't think anything he said. But he made his case that he's made before, that athletes should not only be able to bet on their own sport, that athletes should be able to bet on their own team, and if they choose, athletes should be able to bet on their own team to lose.
Yes.
Eric in Royersford, little unsure about that take from Elliot.
Yeah, he's out of his mind. I think he's so wired to disagree with everybody all the time and have his own opinion. He didn't realize what he said, and when he did, he just had to roll with it. He's insane.
Yeah. It's one of the wildest takes I've ever heard in my life, and I actually don't think his only reasoning. The key about Elliot is usually really, really good at arguing his takes.
Yeah.
There's no reason behind this aside from, why? Why does it bother you so much?
Well, his whole thing is they're making $20 million, they're not going to do it. Well, why?
Right. What if they're betting $5 million, right? Or you can bet.
Sure.
Yeah.
For these guys to make all that money, it's more about the thrill than it is cashing in. You know what I mean? It's about not being allowed to do it. Did you call your dad to make sure he didn't stroke out listening to that?
Well, we do know he didn't stroke out because he's right in front of us.
Yeah. And remember, he's friends with Pete Rose. So maybe he, maybe he supports it. Who knows? I appreciate you. Oh, Eric, what's overrated?
I don't think you guys are going to agree with it, but high-end steakhouses. If you can grill, you can grill yourself a good steak. You don't need to drop a paycheck, at a high-end steakhouse.
So you got the wrong guy here.
Yeah, he's saying going out to a high-end steakhouse is overrated.
Yeah. Well, here's where I disagree. I've been cooking steaks.
Thank you for the call,
heating up on the cooking of the steak portions. I can't figure out how Del Frisco's makes it. When they bring those steaks in, I'm so confused.
So
it's a different level. A
lot of butter, and they pan, they're not grilling it.
Oh, yeah, I do it on my cast iron.
Yeah, do it cast iron with butter.
Yeah, I load mine with butter, too.
Well, and here's the thing. No offense to you, because I appreciate the fact you've turned into a grillsman and you're a meat man.
A meatsman.
Yeah, I love that.
Pause.
Yep.
But there's a reason why the people that are in Del Frisco's cooking, the chef or what have you that's back there, he gets paid what he gets paid. You, Mr. New to the Grill, not even 6 months, you expect to cook a steak like they do in Del Frisco's?
I got high expectations of myself. But
that is kind of wild.
Yeah,
you think it's
easy for you to throw a steak on a grill and it should taste as good as the people at Del Frisco's?
I'm just saying it out of respect.
Okay.
There's a different level of being able to cook a steak that I currently don't possess yet.
And neither do I. I've been cooking them a lot longer than you have, and I guarantee you I'm not as good as the people in these damn restaurants.
What I would say now, obviously.
Getting close, though.
Obviously, I don't do a lot of steakhouses anymore. Ike and I went to Del Frisco's once, actually post-vegan. Sure. But I remember them very well.
Yep, you paid.
I would say about the high-end steakhouse is it's very good. I don't know that it's overrated, but it is expensive as hell.
It is.
But you go, you get a few drinks, couple appetizers, couple steaks, and a dessert. You're looking at $342. Or
it was so expensive that Glenn and Sielski had to stop going to steakhouses.
Yeah, easily. And I'm not some type of high roller, but I know if I'm going to a steakhouse, $300 at least
for two. Yeah,
yeah, at least. That's, and my wife don't even eat steak, so it's really just me eating a steak, and she's ordering something that. I don't know what the hell she might be. It could be salmon. It could be, I ain't no telling what it is. But that bill is what I'm saying. That bill is going to be at least $300.
You ever go to dinner by yourself in a restaurant?
High end, no.
I do going to if I'm in a town to visit somewhere, I go and eat at the bar by myself, stare at my phone, have a couple of IPAs and eat dinner.
I could see that.
Yeah, that's nice.
I could see that.
It's nice.
But for some reason, I'm never really alone to go to dinner. Somebody is always there.
Oh, it's too popular.
If I go home, it's a family member tagging along.
Right.
Or two. By the way, everybody has alligator arms. That's why I like going out to dinner with you.
Oh, because I'll
You normally pick up the check.
I do.
Well, Well, remember when Eichel almost bought us breakfast in Clearwater?
Hey, hey, hey.
That's a whole story.
I still owe you breakfast.
We don't have time for that story. This we will get to it, though. This hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Just one more quick call on Elliot. Brandon. Brandon also with a take on Elliot.
What? You hired him? Hire him, Spike?
Yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Did I hire Elliot? Yes, I did.
What the hell are you thinking?
No, I love Elliot. I love
that
Elliot.
That take he had today was by far none probably the worst take he ever had. Then this is the same guy that says at every stadium needs to have a dome. I mean, come on. I mean, what?
The dome take actually makes me more mad, especially here.
I kind of like the dome take.
No, it's a bad take.
Are you kidding? Oh, my God.
Well, but, no. He says, wait a minute. He says football stadiums or baseball?
Everything should
no,
be.
No, he's saying all stadiums should be indoor.
Football, no. Baseball stadium, every baseball stadium having a dome would be a great thing. Then
at least a retractable roof.
Yeah, retractable dome. That's what I'm saying. Thank you for the call, Brandon. I can't hear Brandon.
That's
so
all right.
I couldn't hear him. So, so what do we got coming up? We got leading off coming up in about 15 minutes.
The text line.
I know. I was going to get to the text line.
I couldn't tell if you needed an assist.
Then Philly's pregame at 6:05.
The Philly, yeah. Yeah, on deck at 6:05. Yeah.
So on deck will be at 6:05 and leading off next on the new afternoon show on 94WIP.
Hey, the NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason. So it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. Two more play-in games tonight to fill out the final slots for the NBA playoff seeding. You got New Orleans taking on Sacramento tonight. I kind of like the Kings. I like the Kings. The way they rolled Golden State the other night, looks like the Kings are playing well. New Orleans doesn't have their best player in Zion. I'll take the Kings. I believe that game is on the road in New Orleans. And then you have Chicago taking on the Miami Heat. Again, Miami Heat without Jimmy Butler tonight. I think I like the Bulls on the road to win this game. So there you go. Kings, Bulls tonight to round out the last two seeds in the playoffs. Now, just go to FanDuel.com/Ike to get started. Now that's FanDuel.com/Ike. Make every moment more with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94W.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.